turn to the readings and prayers insert to the procession with palms. The procession with palms. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Mercifully assist us, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life, life everlasting. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of St. 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. And a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The gospel.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Let us pray. We praise and thank you, O Lord God, for the great acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was acclaimed the Son of David and King of Kings by those who scattered their garments and branches of palm in his path. We ask that you bless these branches and those who bear them, and grant that we may ever hail Jesus as our Lord and King and follow him in obedience with perfect confidence. Through the same Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest.
Our processional hymn is hymn number 344. All glory, laud, and honor. We sing it at this time. Hymn 344.
Thank you.
on your worship bulletin or the third page of the Readings and Prayers bulletin insert. Page 1 or page 3, the prayer of the day we pray together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Almighty God of mercy and might, in the mystery of the passion of your Son, you offered your infinite life to the world. Gather us around the cross of Christ and preserve us until the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, God wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backwards. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insulting and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. God who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them will wear out like a garment, will eat them up. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The psalm today is Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16, and we will read it responsively. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. Scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whispering of many terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that was in the Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus the Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord of nature, you have the words of your life. Alleluia, alleluia.
You may be seated. At Sunday school this morning, Brooklyn Woodworth was very prophetic, and she goes, Pastor, we do this every year on Palm Sunday. And I said, yes, we do. As long as I'm your pastor, we do this every year. We very seldom get to hear the whole story in one soundbite. Okay? And so that's why we do this. We take each gospel, each of the 3 years that deal with this, and you are the actors. Okay? We have a narrator and we have a Jesus, not the typecast. All the congregation, if you don't have this folder, raise your hand. And we will get it passed out to you. You need this folder, okay? Everybody needs it, young and old. Okay? Patty Ford. I mean, not Patty Ford. Patty TV. Too many Patties in the world. Bring me up a couple from back there. The acolyte didn't get to have one because he was working this morning. And we'll give you two. One for each hand. Thank you. Anybody else who needs one of these? We have a Jesus, we have a narrator. You are all the congregation in the bold print, okay? And it explains who you are when you do that. I need a servant girl. Who wants to be a servant girl? Okay, we got it. Okay, servant girl. Who wants to be another servant girl? Okay, you'll help her out, okay? Okay. Who wants to be Pilate? That's a big part. You want to be Pilate Charlie? Okay, I'm giving it to you. Pilate's wife. Who's going to be Charlie's wife? Okay, either. Okay. Pilate's wife. Yeah, help him out. There's a big part too. Who wants to be Peter? Oh, come on, be brave.
I'll be Peter.
that would be typecasting. Well, you'd be Judas. And it's going to be Peter, okay? High priest. Who wants to be high priest? I saw a hand back here. Anne, would you be high priest? Okay, we already got a Judas. She volunteered. That's Patty, Forrest, not TV. And then two false witnesses. If somebody's sitting next to somebody, you want to do it together, that would be great. Did you say the same thing at the same time? So two false witnesses. Brooklyn, you and your grandmother Carol will do that, okay? Yeah, you see, don't volunteer, I'm going to do that. So two false witnesses, Brooklyn and Grandma Carol, they're in unison, would be great. Okay, you all got your part? Narrator's there, she's already, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Once again, the last 4 weeks, we've had long gospel readings from the Gospel of John. And intentionally, I've read the whole thing. But like I said, we don't often get to hear the whole Passion narrative. And so beginning our Holy Week and beginning our Palm Sunday, we had the Palm Sunday narrative from Matthew. Now we've got the Passion narrative inside.
Matthew 26 through verse 66. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples,
"You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified."
Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they conspired to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said,
"Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people."
Now, while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said,
"Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum, and the money given to the poor."
But Jesus, aware of this, said to them,
"Why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Amen, I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What if I betray him to you?"
They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying,
"Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said,
"Amen, I tell you, one of you will betray me."
And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another,
"Surely not I, Lord.
The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born."
Judas, who betrayed him, said,
"Surely not I, Rabbi."
"You have said so."
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will send the sheep of the flock will be scattered.'
But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee.
Peter said to him,
though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you.
Amen, I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
sit here while I go over there to pray.
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and they began to be grieved. Then he said to them,
I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me.
And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed,
my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want.
Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
so could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Again, he went away for the second time and prayed,
my Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
Again, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. The betrayer had given them a sign saying,
the one I kiss is the man. Arrest him.
At once he came to Jesus and said,
greeting, Rabbi.
And kissed him. Jesus said to him,
friend, do what you are here to do.
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled.
Then the disciples deserted him and fled. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. Inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said,
this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
The high priest stood up and said,
have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?
But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him,
you have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said,
he has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard blasphemy. What is your verdict?
Prophesy to us, you Messiah. Who is it that struck you?
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said,
you also
But he bore all of them, saying,
I do not know what you are talking about.
When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystander, again, he denied it with an oath.
I do not know the man.
After a while, the bystander came up and said to Peter,
Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you.
Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath.
I do not know the man.
At that moment, the cock crowed. He remembered what Jesus had said.
Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. He said,
I have sinned by betraying innocent.
What is that to us?
See to it yourself.
Throwing down the pieces of temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said,
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money.
After conferring together, they used them to buy the potter's field as a place to bury foreigners. For this reason, that field had been called the Field of the Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of one on whom a price had been set, on whom some of the people of Israel had set the price, and they gave the potter's field as the Lord commanded me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
You say so.
But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him,
Do not hear how many accusations they make against you.
But he gave them no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd. Anyone whom they wanted. At that time they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
Whom do you want to release for Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?
For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
Having nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him.
Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them,
Barabbas.
And what should I do with Jesus, who is called Messiah?
Let him be crucified.
What evil has he done?
But they shouted all the more,
Let him be crucified.
So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
Then the people as a whole answered,
His blood be on us and our children.
So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying,
King of the Jews.
They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against them, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Judeans." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying,
You who would destroy the temple and build it in three days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying,
"He saved others. He cannot save himself.
He is the king of Israel.
Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him.
He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now. If he wants to, for he said, I am God's son. The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
"Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?"
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "He's calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge filled with it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it for him to drink. But the others said,
Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.
Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. And the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place. They were terrified and said,
"Amen, this man was God's son."
Many women were there also, looking on him from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it on his own new tomb, which had been hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
Sir, we remembered what that impostor said while he was still alive.
After three days, I will rise again. Then the tomb to be made secure till the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception will be worse than the first.
Pilate said to them,
"You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as
So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone.
The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Amen. Found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal and for the prayers of the church. The Apostles' Creed found on page 105. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. The third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, we remember in our prayers in the church, Elizabeth Eden and Kristen Kempel, our bishops. We pray this whole month of April for Luther Heights Bible Camp. Nationally and around the world, we continue to pray for the war between Ukraine and Russia and the nations involved in it. We pray for the people in California, the Pacific Northwest, and the Northeast, in life due to snow, flooding, and mudslides. It is the mud season now, a month late, but it's the mud season. And then once again this week, on Friday and Saturday, there have been tornadoes once again. Last week it was Mississippi and Alabama. This week it's Indiana, Illinois, and Tennessee. Remember, those people have lost property and life due to those weather events. We pray for those who have been sick and hospitalized and all those who are in need. We usually don't list them up by name, but again this week we pray for Father Gabriel Morales from Aberdeen and American Falls and the Roman Catholic churches and congregations there as he recovers in ICU from multiple injuries. And then, due to death, our flag at the church here was flying at half staff all week long, along with other flags around the city, City Hall, Courthouse, and the post office. That was at half staff in honor of, in remembrance of, the victims of Nashville shootings. So remember them in our prayers too. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Today in the prayers of the church, I invite you to follow along in the readings and prayers bulletin, because like the sermon, you have a part. All of the places where there is bold print in the prayers of the church, you are to join me in unison with me. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray for the church.
Save your church, O God.
Enable us to boldly confess in every time and every place that Jesus the Christ is Lord. With the humility of a servant, give us the courage to proclaim your extravagant and steadfast love for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation.
Save your creation, O God.
Every living being you have made has a purpose. Give us renewed appreciation for farm animals, service animals, beloved pets, and all those creatures we do not see. Bless the daffodils, tulips, and crocus of spring. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world.
Save your people of the world, O God.
Restore the dignity to those who are scorned and persecuted for their religious beliefs and activism. Deliver them from the hand of their enemies. Bless all leaders with gifts of integrity, justice, mercy, and compassion for every human life. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need.
Save those who cry to you in any need, O God.
Comfort your people and bring healing to all those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Your steadfast love and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those who wait for answers. Hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation.
Save us in your love.
We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. Be with musicians, pastors, readers, deacons, technicians, acolytes, altar ministers, and all those who assist in worship through this Holy Week. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, and your hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In life, we pray for all those who have died.
Save us at last, O God.
We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those whom we remember before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for their lives, the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and the new life and hope in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them.
Save us in hope.
We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, however else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the Passion of Our Lord Sunday, Palm Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcasts. Happy birthday today to Helen Kowarski. Happy birthday this week to Kimmy Roth Gould, Josh Strand, Keegan Swanson, Elizabeth Christian, Gunnar Julio, Carissa Bauer, Karen Shee. Happy anniversary this week to Gary and Mickey Harmison. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayers page with the week's events listed on the schedule there. There are many events coming up in the days ahead during Holy Week and following. Pastor Beek needs 6 volunteers to be reader ministers, 3 on Maundy Thursday and 3 on Good Friday at the 1 p.m. worship services. If you would like to volunteer, see Pastor in his office following worship. Thank you. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there?
Yes. Yes.
It says wait for anyone to come.
Two announcements. Two of our young ladies from the congregation, Annika Allen and Macy Winder, participated in the Junior Miss 2023 last night. Out of 12 girls, I went. I got to see everything, but I'm an old man, so I had to leave early. I didn't hear the results until this morning, but I got to see all of their presentations and their dancing and their talents and their answering questions. World peace. It's always the answer you want, world peace, right? You know what I'm saying. But
world peace.
We can celebrate a winner in our congregation. Macy Winder won the 2023 Miss Junior Miss, and so we celebrate with her and with all the young ladies that did a fine job. And so I made that announcement. And then for all of you that pay attention to these things, the March Madness playoffs, go San Diego State.
All right, I'll root for Connecticut just because. I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our Lenten offertory hymn is hymn 186, Create in Me a Clean Heart, O God. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion. Okay.
goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possession. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I invite you to rise with a great thanksgiving, found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. Once again, we will speak this liturgy responsibly with each other. Page 144, the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we come to in all places. Give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, whose suffering and death gave us salvation and gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so with all the choirs of angels and with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
blessing, the post-communion canticle number 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. Hymn 335.
stuff next Sunday to the Easter potluck. Emphasize on potluck breakfast. Easter potluck will have coffee and juice, silverware and cups, but you bring the food to share. And then there'll be coffee hour also, okay? So Easter potluck, supper, breakfast, no breakfast, 10 o'clock. People, I got 2 women coming in each year. I'm an old bachelor. 9 o'clock next Sunday, bring some food. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thank you.